children with the pandemic made by Honorable Machu, I move the adoption of this BRR approach.
With regards to the Ocar Brom, page 9, the recommendations are not based here. You know what was it? I'm also not very clued up on the organogram of the department because we don't know in the first place how many employees they have, and also the issue of equity. They don't have, we spoke with Kashifa the other day, they don't have colored people, so I think that must be also specified. There are no colored people within their employees. No, really, there isn't. So I don't know how we can actually address that. That it's, you know, they have the kids, so that they should really make sure that that aligns with the labor equity law, and address the issue of not having representation, especially from the California region. Mm-hmm.
Which they even consider. The skills of operate and should be qualification of people.
I agree with her.
I don't want to see
but let's put the issue that she raises as part of our action plan. That's other thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's part of our recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
Of the recommendation. Mm-hmm. So that we can be able to check it going forward.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Department will appear in our second quarterly report, the student and second quarterly report. This should be one of the issues that we raise definitely going forward. Yeah. And even the number one. Want to talk to us?
You want to
think about
the issue?
Yeah, it's around this issue.
Okay, the issue of the issue of resignation on the same page,
Mr.
Intimidation. You know, I think we went quite deep on this, on the fact that we are a little bit concerned that there's the employees that come in and go, and want to know what are the reasons, but what is the department doing about that? You know, I don't know if there's a term for it.
So it raises the question.
I can see that recommendation. This is not a recommendation. If you read it. It's really not it. The resignation dismissal of the department to provide a written report, page 9. The department to provide a written report on the reason for staff dismissal. That is not the recommendation, that is the request. We need to make a report, rephrase and have the recommendation to say there has to be some mediation or even exit interviews. I don't know how it is done in the public sector. I said, no, if people are living constantly in the public sector, what they do, they give interviews, exit interviews to say, you know, why are people, why are you leaving? You know, what are the reasons? So that we have a record of what the problems that we can actually be able to tackle the challenges. So I don't know if that is something that can consider, but maybe with a better way of putting it.
No, there's people were actually employed. Why is the other building? And these has been chopped out.
Is that the reason that they over you know, employed, they're the surplus? I don't see anything in the report that talks about surplus.
They were not surplus. That's my own observation. I'm going to employ people, my people. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So get rid of the surplus thing without even, you know, looking at their skills, qualifications.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look around now, with the some of the people who are there, you have some people were known working in other departments, and the output was
I think we have to be, you know, professional when it comes to this. So we need to, I think we do it, there are the skill audits. So can we have that report, the skill audit, so that we know what they have and we can question based on the information that we've got.
The fact is we never see them before, but taking to the restructuring of the bonus.
I think you have to remember that was the recommendation from the 2013-14
BLR.
So I think the intention there was to indicate that it was a recommendation for the previous financial year.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we haven't, what we can do maybe as part of the action plan that Ms. Greg was suggesting is to track that, because they haven't given us any indication. So around resignation, termination, those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think we need to put it that next to this specifically needs to be a recommendation, because in terms of the progress that we've made, it does say that they have given us advice again and again, but also they have mentioned to resignation and dismissal during the quarterly meeting, but they still didn't give us specifics. So that's outstanding. So even though it's related to the previous financial year, we still haven't received any in writing to say these are the reasons and this is the retention plans that they are implementing. Because we do, in our recommendations at the back, we do speak about human resources there. But I don't, so I'm not, I understand what you're saying, but I'm just a little bit in terms of for the previous financial year. I can see that, I'm not sure you're reading it on page 34, but it still doesn't sound like a recommendation. If you read it now, it doesn't sound, page 34 doesn't sound like a recommendation. So I think we have to make it.
Thank you, Chair. I don't know if maybe on page 34, maybe it's been the phrase. If I got this part of it, another relation and to say that the department, instead of two, should say the department should provide a written report on the reasons for the dismissal of staff, resignation, termination, contract. That's a recommendation.
And
of blood is here.
And
the content
is also
Yeah.
The inconsistency of number of employees, and it's not, I don't see it as here. The inconsistency, because even the DG didn't respond to us. Do we raise it as an issue? Do we make a recommendation? What do we say? Because in the report, sorry, if I'm confusing everyone, in the report, it's saying about 96 employees, and then somewhere it's saying about 102 employees. On the report, on the 8-year report, annual report. How do you address that?
We have asked these questions prior, in the previous intention with the department. And unfortunately, we're busy with something but after the meeting, or in that meeting, we then requested the department to submit it as a routine response to our portfolio committee. Especially that question, because there were inconsistency that you have picked them up in the annual report. So I'm not quite sure whether they clarified the matter or not, but this is what we requested. I remember the director of the chief director of responsible for public services responded to the interpretation.
I think if any time when you count in a month time, you know how many employees you have. So there shouldn't be any inconsistency. You know how many we are in the room.
Because we are not convinced. And then I think we have to do our homework too. They have given us an organogram, something like this.
It's
very
vague.
It's very vague.
I want to say,
Thank you. The other thing, the difficulty is that once you try to respect everything, it becomes very difficult to catch up with whatever that needs to be done. The talking and changing, and this is exactly the reason why we are here with these numbers, 9602, because it's either you're keeping others, and then within a month or two, you take out others, because you have changed the whole department. It becomes very, very difficult. Since there's no progress, the whole year, planning, changing, doing organogram, and as a result, there's no outcome of what has been done seriously by the government because of the risk factor. Thank you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know in our recommendation if we think about the gender focal points, and I don't see us mentioning it at all. I thought this was one of our priorities to have those in every department, but I don't see it as a bullet point here. Do you think that maybe we can put it Melba or Christian? Another recommendation. We have the gender responsible budgeting. I mean, why don't we have the gender focal point as the point? Because I think it's very important for us to. Right, she's correct, but the problem is the department didn't come up. They said that they are restructuring. So I think that their restructuring process, it has to go up to that level, whereby they say this is the restructuring done, and this is how the provinces will be, and these are the offices that you're going to be working with. We have no clue. also ourselves, we ask for gender focal points. We don't even know, are they on that mileage still? What is it that they are looking at? We don't, we have no idea, you know, we don't know. So the department must come and tell us. This restructuring, it goes, we know they've done within the department itself, but now how does it affect the provinces beyond itself? I think that's my idea. I'm not sure, is this going to be a recommendation or what?
Actually,
what the Honorable Chu is saying is right.
What it is that you have to do within the policy. Even if we have not given the budget, but getting the information is key within the provinces so that we can see what the Department of Women is doing. But because of this restructuring, we've seen that it does not seem to really know what the actually mandated to do. And so she said that way.
Yes, Thank you. Because they're thinking about things that you're not.
Isn't your as an officer? Oh, an officer.
Yes, you're very.